With a recent measles outbreak in the news and the ongoing opioid addiction crisis, officials say it's an opportune time to bring attention to public health resources. Springfield, Massachusetts is observing April as Public Health Month. Local organizations will hold events throughout the month to highlight public health issues and bring attention to services available. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with the City of Springfield's Commissioner of the Department of Health and Human Services, Helen Colton Harris.
The City of Springfield had its kickoff. At the kickoff, we recognized two individuals in our city who have made significant contributions to public health, the Commissioner's Award and the Public Health Luminary. So we kicked off with those two awards, as well as a month-long of calendars that are going to celebrate various parts of the community during this month.
Can you highlight one or two activities that will be going on this month, and what are we particularly focused in on in this particular iteration of Public Health Month?
The environment is something that we are really focused on, making sure that our environment is healthy for our residents. The other is health and wellness and nutrition, making sure individuals are eating correctly. Also, public health, chronic diseases, prevention, intervention. There are a lot of areas to public health. From the time you get up in the morning and brush your teeth to the time you go to bed, public health is in your life.
And I know this is a generational concern as far as the City of Springfield goes, and you as health commissioner, can you speak a little to that?
It is important that we are acknowledging, potentially for the first time, we are raising a generation that may not outlive their parents in terms of longevity. And so our focus really is to make sure that we are putting those strategies in place to allow our youth to be able to have and live a long and healthy life.
And so what are some of the things that you're doing to address those concerns about the future generation and their longevity?
One of the areas the city is focused on is chronic disease. We recognize that in our cities, we are seeing more young people with type 2 diabetes, for example, than we ever have. And so we need to make sure that we are educating the young people as well as their parents to make sure that they are doing what's necessary in order to remain healthy. So health and wellness, diabetes prevention, eat right, exercise, get your children off of the couch are very important things that we are pushing for Public Health Month. Let me just say one more thing that I did not mention that I think is critical, which is the opioid crisis. One of the areas that my department, certainly through programming, is focused on is the opioid crisis and making sure that we are pushing out to all parts of this city in order to have parents educate themselves and in turn educate their children. That will be another highlight of Public Health Month.
Now, you have a lot of partners in this. It's not just your department alone here, right? You've got a lot of helpers.
The City of Springfield has many partners as far as Public Health Month is concerned. The hospitals, Bay State Health, Mercy, New North Citizens Council, Martin Luther King Center, many community-based organizations are a part of this work that we do. Could not do it without them. But the department sees itself as really a convener of those agencies and organizations and making sure that we are putting everyone at the table to do good work.
Where can people go to find out more information about this?
SpringfieldMA.gov will give you all the information that's necessary.